Focus on flowers.
March is named for the Roman god of war, and although the days lengthen, we know only too well about this month's unpredictable weather. But we also hope for the first early daffodils. This allows flower lovers to forgive all March's other transgressions. Wordsworth was not alone in his enchantment with hosts of daffodils. The gardener or flower lover here can hardly imagine spring without them. Yet in parts of the globe where winters are not cold enough to chill the bulbs, there are no daffodils growing in spring gardens. I had never seen daffodils growing in a garden until I was in my 20s. But once I did see them, I was hooked. Now I am insatiable and can never plant enough of all of the hundreds of varieties available. I suppose, like all converts, I am especially committed because I discovered my passion later in life. Some people look at me strangely when I refuse to travel if it means I would miss seeing my daffodils bloom. Other flower addicts, however, understand. Bryant wrote, "The stormy March is come at last, with wind and cloud and changing skies. I hear the rushing of the blast that through the snowy valley flies." Ah, passing few are they who speak, wild stormy month, in praise of thee. Yet though thy winds are loud and bleak, thou art a welcome month to me.
More information about these plants can be found at wfiu.indiana.edu.
This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on daffodil addiction.